Every month, somewhere in the U.S., thousands of young people are drawn to the call of music. Teens love it. It is loud and fun, and they can dance. But this is not a typical rock concert. It is Christian music, and it includes prayers and multiple references to God. The concerts and many other youth activities are organized by a group called Teen Mania. It is part of a national campaign driven by evangelicals and conservative Christians who say that this generation is under attack by a culture of drugs, sex, and violence, mostly promoted by the media. Reverend Ron Luce is the president and founder of Teen Mania.
What young people are being assaulted with right now, no other generation has ever been assaulted with. They're being hammered and destroyed by the culture, by the garbage that comes out of Madison Avenue in New York City, Hollywood, music culture, MTV. They're being destroyed. They're under battle.
Luce says that about 200,000 teens from 60 different Christian denominations have joined his group's youth activities. He says they reject violent media messages and support the study of the Bible as a solution.
Churches are rising up saying, we're going to go after young people just as passionately, just as fervently as the Madison Avenue marketers and the people that make the garbage music, and we're going to reach out and rescue them, and we're calling on churches to double their youth ministry every year.
Some of Luce's young followers express their commitment to God as the only real solution to what they say are today's heavy messages celebrating drugs, sex, and violence.
I think that teenagers should do sports and do like extracurricular activities, you know, all that stuff. But honestly, God alone is going to give you that sense of worth and that real joy and just life.
Many people believe that media messages can influence young minds, but they also say that there are other factors involved. The U.S. Congress created the Hamilton Fish Institute to study school and community violence. Beverly Glenn is its director.
We know, for example, that the U.S. Surgeon General says that about 11% of young people have serious mental illnesses. That works out to about 4 million kids. So there are about 59 million kids in K-12 education in America. 4 million of them are in trouble.
Glenn says that millions of young people watch TV and play violent video games every day, but never show signs of violent behavior.
This is almost the first generation of young people who have had unfiltered messages to the kinds of things that only adults got to hear and see. I think young people are doing very well because most people are not mass murderers.
Glenn says that many studies have shown what works well to keep young people out of trouble and away from violence. Things like small schools, academic achievements, sports, arts, and music. She says religious activities are not the only solution.
If religious organizations are really engaged in youth development, not proselytizing, but youth development, support, that works to develop young people.
Many say that knowing what triggers violent behavior is a complex question. Dr. Paranjit Joshi chairs the Department of Psychiatry at Children's Hospital in Washington, D.C.
Many people who commit mass murders, you know, may have a mental illness, but I'm sure there are some who don't, and it's just an act of violence with no regard for the other person. We know that the rates of violence is definitely increasing, especially in the United States. You know, there are so many different factors, and media is just one piece of it. You know, there's access to firearms, there is higher levels of frustration among the youth, and there are lots of other psychosocial factors that come into play.
While the followers of the Teen Mania movement see God as the answer to all questions, when it comes to specifics of youth violence, Dr. Joshi and Beverly Glenn agree that there are many reasons and many causes. They also concede that there are still many questions, but few answers. For producer Zalima Palacio, this is Jeffrey Young, VOA News.